17, Vichri Hiranyaksha, text 15.
Vishvanyam Chamahotpatam.
Vishvanyam Chamahotpatam.
Atatatva Vidya Praja.
Atatatva Vidya Praja.
Brahmaputram Rite Pita.
Brahmaputram Rite Pita.
Nidhire Vishvasamplavam.
Nidhire Vishvasamplavam. Omens, same thing. Purport by the divine grace, Sivanti Ranti Swami Prabhupada. According to Bhagavad Gita, the chapter, the laws of nature are so stringent that it is impossible for the living entity to surpass their enforcement. It is also explained that only those who are fully surrendered to Krishna in Krishna consciousness can be saved. We can learn from the description of the Srimad Bhagavatam that it is because of the birth of two great demons that there were so many natural disturbances. It is to be understood, as previously described, that when there are constant disturbances on the earth, that is an omen that some demoniac people have been born or that the demoniac population has increased. We can see that also, but we do have some. We do have problems with natural disturbances. Some places are getting droughts, some places are getting very cold, some places. Drought is especially anavrishtya, a shortage of rainfall, because people are not performing sacrifices, therefore there's not sufficient rain. Some places have more than enough rain, they have floods. Well, these are natural disturbances. So many hurricanes, it's like, what was it last year, the year before? When a hurricane came, wiped out the whole city of New Orleans, more or less. So many people were... Well, there's so many natural disturbances coming. And we can understand that this is indications that many demoniac persons are taking birth. continuing the purport. It is to be indirectly understood, as previously described, that when there are constant disturbances on the earth, that is an omen that some demoniac people have been born. In former days there were only two demons, those born of Diti, but yet there were so many disturbances. At the present day, especially in this age of Kali, these disturbances are always visible, which indicates that the demonic population has certainly increased. We see that people are becoming more and more atheistic. There's a big trend towards Buddhism now. All the other traditional religions are losing people to Buddhism because Buddhism is atheism. Naturally, people will become more and more inclined towards atheism as the Kali Yuga goes on. Continuing the purport, to check the increase of demoniac population, the Vedic civilization enacted so many rules and regulations on social life, most important of which is the Garbhadhan Sanskara process for begetting good children. It's very important because if you want to bring about a good population in the world, then this Garbhadhan Sanskara is very important. What does it mean, Garbhadhan Sanskara? Garbhadhan means giving the embryo or giving the seed giving ceremony. And there's a sanskara, or a purificatory rite for doing that, so that the soul that goes into the seed will be a very pious person, devotee even. What would you rather have, devotees or non-devotees? So, better to have devotees. You're going to have to live with them in the world. Devotees are peaceful. Devotees are mild, kind to everyone, do not quarrel. They just take their quota. They don't eat. They don't try to take more than their quota. They're not greedy. They're self-satisfied. In this way, therefore, they're better. Better to have devotees. Especially if you're going to have to raise one for, say, 18 years. You have children, and you have to raise them for at least until they become adults, generally 18. So which would you rather raise, a non-devotee or a devotee? If you get someone who's already a devotee, then it's easier to associate with them. Therefore, Garbhadhan Sanskara is important. Even if someone gets a non-devotee, they can still be trained. It's not impossible, but it's just easier if we're training someone who's already, he's been a devotee and he likes to hear about Krishna and he likes to engage in devotional service. Continuing in the purport. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna informed Krishna that there is unwanted population, Varna Sankara, the entire world, that if there is such Varna Sankara, the entire world will appear to be hell. So Varna Sankara means unwanted. Unwanted. Or irregular. Varna Sankara, they're not. It's not regular. It's not proper. Proper is that the parents, they combine together with a desire to give offspring to Krishna conscious children. That's why they engage in their union. But the method now is more just to have sense gratification. And sometimes children come also. Some people want children. But even if they want children, they don't know the science of how to bring an advanced child, a good soul. And even if a good soul did come, they would corrupt them immediately by giving them all kinds of sinful things to eat and polluting the consciousness. It's a great responsibility. That's the point that the main point Srila Prabhupada's making here in the purport is that we need good parents, a good population, bringing good children. Continuing the purport, people are very anxious for peace in the world, but there are so many unwanted children born without the benefit of the Gabhadhan Sanskar ceremony, just like the demons born from Aditi. And Aditi didn't follow the rules. She became overwhelmed by lust, and consequently she was not able to perform the Gabhadhan Sanskara properly. And therefore, look what she got. She got Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, twins. Twin demons. She was told that these two children will terrorize the universe, and ultimately they'll be killed by Vishnu. So she was at least happy that they would be killed by Vishnu, because she knew that when someone gets killed by Krishna directly, then gets liberation. So she was happy, at least about that. Continuing in the purport. Diti was so lusty that she forced her husband to copulate at a time which was inauspicious, and therefore the demons were born to create disturbances. In having sex life to beget children, one should observe the process for begetting nice children. If each and every householder in every family observe the Vedic system, then there are nice children and not demons, and automatically there is peace in the world. If we do not follow regulations in life or social tranquility, we cannot expect peace. Rather, we will have to undergo the stringent reactions of natural laws. So, and this is another reason why we don't have peace in the world, is because the children that are being born are not peaceful. They're, it's like I was on the airplane coming here, and there were some children. They were flying unaccompanied. But they were not at all peaceful. They were creating big disturbances in the stewardesses had to make special arrangements for them. So, this is the result of Varna Sankara. Because if the parents are, at the time of copulation, if they're influenced by ignorance and passion, then they'll get a child that's also influenced by ignorance and passion. And if they're in transcendental consciousness, then they'll get a child that will also be in transcendental consciousness. Any questions on this point about Gabhadhan Sanskara, or
Guru Maharaj, what does it practically mean to a Krishna conscious or to a couple engaged in Krishna consciousness in this con?
What does what mean?
This Gabhadhan Sanskara. Or what is it in practice?
Chant 50 rounds on the day. Any other questions? Okay, we'll read the next text. Tav adi daityo sahasa yajmanatma paurushaho bhavridhate sma sarena kainadri puti eva. These two demons who appeared in ancient times soon began to exhibit all uncommon bodily features. They had steel-like frames which began to grow just like two great mountains. Does that mean that mountains grow or that their bodies were like mountains? Let's read the purport. There are two classes of men in the world. One is called the demon and the other is called the demigod. Demigods concern themselves with the spiritual upliftment of human society, whereas the demons are concerned with physical and material upliftment. The two demons born of Diti begin to make their bodies as strong as iron frames. And they were so tall that they seemed to touch outer space. They were decorated with valuable ornaments, and they thought that this was success in life. Originally, it was planned that Jaya and Vijaya, the two doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, were to take birth in the material world, where, by the curse of the sages, they were to play the part of always being angry with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As demoniac persons, they became so angry that they were not concerned with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but simply with physical comforts and physical upliftment. So we have to be a little careful about maintaining the body and not become carried away. Of course, one has to keep the body fit for serving, but not that one should become overly attached. Just like if you have a car, you have to keep it clean and keep it maintained, but it doesn't mean you have to polish it all day, every day. Keep the body. We see that this is a symptom of Vaishnavas, is that there's not neglect of the body, but not over concern either. One should just take it that this body, that along with the body, there's going to be some difficulties. It's not a surprise. One shouldn't be surprised, oh, I'm getting some disease or I'm getting sick or something. These are symptoms of having material bodies. There are many examples. Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, but he wasn't concerned. Sanatana Goswami got some different boils on his body or some kind of infections from drinking bad water in Jarikanda. But didn't care very much for it. They just take it that this is the some of my reactions from my past sinful deeds. They're being minimized. I should have gotten much more, but all I'm getting is whatever I'm getting. The other point is that they were, so the indication is adripati, that their bodies were like big mountains going up to the sky. That's the point. Although, we also understand that mountains do grow, and they're also alive. But here, the idea is not so much that they're growing like mountains, but they were as big as mountains. Can you go on to the next text? Divis Purushau Hema Kirita Kotibi Nirudha Kashtau Spurad Angada Bhujo Gam Kampayanto Charanai Pade Pade Katya Sukhan Charkam Atitya Tashtuhu Tatashtuhu. Their bodies became so tall that they seemed to kiss the sky with the crests of their gold crowns. They blocked the view of all directions and while walking shook the earth at every step. Their arms were adorned with brilliant necklaces of bracelets, and they stood as if covering the sun with their waists, which were bound with excellent and beautiful girdles. Purport. In the demoniac way of civilization, people are interested in getting a body constructed in such a way that when they walk in the street, the earth will tremble, and when they stand, it will appear that they cover the sun and the vision of the four directions. If a race appears strong in body, their country is materially considered to be among the highest, highly advanced nations of the world. Text. Prajapatir nama tayor akarshi yak prak svadehad yamayor adhyayata tambai hiranyak kashipun vidu praja yam yam hiranyaksham asuta sarguta. Translation. Kashyapa Prajapati, the creator of the living entities, gave his twin sons their names. The one who was born first, he named Hiranyaksha. And the one who was conceived first by Diti was named Hiranyakashipu. Report. There is an authoritative Vedic literature called Pinda Siddhi, in which the scientific understanding of pregnancy is very nicely described. It is stated that when the male secretion enters the menstrual flux in the uterus, in two successive drops, the mother develops two embryos in her womb and she brings forth twins in a reverse order to that in which they were first conceived. The child conceived first is born later, and the one conceived later is brought forth first. The first child, conceived in the womb, lives behind the second child. So when birth takes place, the second child appears first, and the first child appears second. In this case, it is understood that Hiranyaksha, the second child conceived, was delivered first, whereas Hiranyakashipu, the child who was behind him, having been conceived first, was born second. Did everyone get that? So, who was born first? Raise your hand if you know.
Hiranyaksha.
Who was conceived first?
Hiranyakashipu.
So who's oldest?
Hiranyakashipu.
Yeah, he's oldest because he was conceived first. It's funny because the other one was born first, so people would say, the ordinary people would say he was the eldest. Right? People would say he's... So that means when there's a birth of twins, they don't come out at the same time. One comes out first. And then the other one comes out. So they're twins in one sense, but they're also coming out at different times. So the one that comes, now you know, If you know some twins, you can say which one came out first. And the one that came out first, he's actually the younger. And the one that comes out second, he's the older. Two drops. Because the semen, there's so many different, there's possibilities for lots of different offspring. We see that some different species, they, when they impregnate, they give more than just one or two. What is it? What are some of the larger, like, some species they give dozens of offspring. A cat sometimes gives seven or eight, and others give many offspring at one time. Litters, different batches of. But humans generally only give a few. But there are some exceptions where they give many at once. Here they got two. Yeah. Twin demons. I'll read text 19. Chakre Hiranyakashipur Dorpyam Brahmavarenacha Vashe Sapala Lokam Stream Pakuto Mrityur Udhatata. The elder child, Hiranyakashipu, was not afraid of death from anyone within the three worlds because he received the benediction from Lord Brahma. He was proud and puffed up due to this benediction and was able to bring all the three planetary systems under his control. Purport. As will be revealed in later chapters, Hiranyakashipu underwent severe austerity and penance to satisfy Brahma and thus receive a benediction of immortality. Actually, it is impossible even for Lord Brahma to give anyone the benediction of becoming immortal, but indirectly, Hiranyakashipu received the benediction so that no one within this material world would be able to kill him. In other words, because he originally came from the abode of Vaikuntha, he was not to be killed by anyone within this material world. Oh, that's interesting. Because they were from Vaikuntha, they had special facility that they wouldn't be killed by ordinary persons. Continuing, the Lord desired to appear himself to kill him. One may be very proud of his material advancement and knowledge, but he cannot be immune to the four principles of material existence, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. It was the Lord's plan to teach people that even Hiranyakashipu, who was so powerful and strongly built, could not live more than his destined duration of life. One may become as strong and puffed up as Hiranyakashipu and bring under his control all the three worlds, but there is no possibility of continuing life eternally or keeping the conquered booty forever. Booty means the things that if he, booty means the bounty or the valuables that he, if he conquers over someone, you get all the valuables. That's called booty. So many emperors have ascended to power and they are now lost in oblivion. That is the history of the world. Everyone has to succumb to death. Death is certain. No one is released from having to grow old and death. Even if one gets some benedictions from demigods, it's not sufficient to give them eternal life. Brahma said that I cannot give you eternal life because I don't have it. So no one can give that except Vishnu. He can give liberation. Demigods cannot give it. That's one thing right there. When people should consider, by worshipping demigods, I can't get eternal life because they also have temporary bodies. They can't give something that they don't have. They have to change their bodies also. But Vishnu, he doesn't have to change his body, therefore he can give liberation. Any questions? Text 20, Hiranyaksha, Nujastasya, Priya Priti Krit Anvaham, Gadapanir Diva Yato Yutsur Mugayam Ranam. His younger brother, Hiranyaksha, was always ready to satisfy his elder brother by his activities. Hiranyaksha took a club on his shoulder and traveled all over the universe with a fighting spirit just to satisfy Hiranyakashipu. That's interesting that the difference in age was quite small, but still the younger brother was respecting the elder brother. This is etiquette that the older brother should be respected. Elders should be given respect. It's just, it may be a principle of the material world, but it's also, it has some value. You may say, well, why should we respect elders? We're all eternal. We're all the same age, so no one's elder. Philosophically, that's correct, but still, out of respect, elders should be given some preferential treatment by the juniors. This is, you see, even in the material world, if there's a culture, then they do that. They give respect to the elders. So Hiranyaksha, he recognized that he was younger, gave respect to his elder brother. We see in the life of Lord Ramachandra, generally the elder brother, he becomes the king. If they're from a Kshatriya family, whoever's the eldest gets the first opportunity to become the king. That's why Lord Ramachandra was selected. His other brothers were also very qualified, but because he was senior. And the other brothers, they agreed to be his assistants. Or same thing with Yudhisthira Maharaj. His four Pandava brothers, they were happy to assist Yudhisthira Maharaj. Actually, Yudhisthira Maharaj wasn't the eldest. Who was the eldest? Karna was actually the eldest. But that wasn't known because Mother Kunti, she had Karna before her marriage, and therefore it wasn't respectable to give birth before marriage. So instead of letting it be known that she had a son, she put him in a basket and put him in the water, in the river, hoping that someone would catch him. And they did. She was fortunate that the son was saved. And she didn't tell her other sons. She didn't tell Yudhishthira. She kept it a good secret. Because if she had told Yudhishthira, then he would not have been very eager to be the emperor, because he would have been insisted that Karna should be the emperor, because he's the eldest. Because that's what Yudhishthira was. He was Dharmaraj. He was always interested in doing everything according to religious principles. Text 21. Tam Dikshara Dushaha Javam Ranat Kanchana Nupuram Vajay Yantra Yantya Shuja Jushtam Angsan Yasta Mahagadam. Hiranyaksha's temper was difficult to control, yet anklets, that word is Nupuram, yet anklets of gold tinkling about his feet, he was adorned with a gigantic garland, and he rested his huge mace on one of his shoulders. Text 22, Mano Virya Virokt Siktam Ashrunyam Okutubayam Vita Nili Yire Devas Tarksha Trasta Ivahayaha. His mental and bodily strength, as well as the boon conferred upon him, had made him proud. He feared death at the hands of no one, and there was no checking him. The gods, therefore, were seized with fear at his very sight, and they hid themselves, even as snakes hide themselves for fear of Garuda. Purport. The asuras are generally strongly built, as described here, and therefore their mental condition is very sound, and their prowess is also extraordinary. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, having received the boon that they would not be killed by any other living entity within this universe, were almost immortal, and thus they were completely fearless. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Jai.